Ninja Homer, made in Japan.
There are a few changes I've made. When I look at the expense sheet, things are quite a lot expensive to have to mark now what's buttons and stuff inside. This is going to be a PC screen. Just a very, very basic one, very small. You have access to the menu through the scroll wheel and confirm button. Apart from that, it's pretty much the same thing as last year.
And there isn't it doesn't open up to the advanced functions. So the advanced functions are still hidden from you, but they're hidden in the sense that they're not in use.
Where are they?
They're in the LCD panel on the Zhong dial. Okay, because
What
the LCD panel just displays functionally what you're doing. If you're using an advanced function, right, like brightness, contrast, whatever, it will just say, you know, it's like it only has four columns. It's a very simple LCD, like. Or as many, the minimum amount we need that the user will automatically know, like this is brightness or this is contrast. It might even be one a bit more complex LCD panel with pictures, like maybe the sun or you know, the symbols of the various functions. That's a number pad. Along this, yeah. You have this space here, and then you have this thing on the side as well, or at the bottom. Because slogans are usually quite small, right? They're not like huge, so there's say a button's about this size, right? So you would still have plenty of space for a slogan, say even for that. So that would be about a centimeter for a button. So 1, 2, 3, 4 centimeters, plus maybe half, oh, 5, 6, 7, 8. But yeah, 9 total. 9, 10.
Could you just list all the things that it does so I can write them in the report?
Because it's red, it's sort of very common. We're going to use it as the power button if you hold it for a minute. Key seconds. I'll
excuse me, sorry. Oh, we've discussed how high it is, but how wide is it? No, as in the height.
Yeah.
But what about the width?
Oh,
do we need 5? I don't think 5 is maybe about 3.5.
Okay. Oh, is this to get an idea of scale?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can use it for more advanced functions like contrast, color.
Contrast, brightness.
Whatever else you want to include the advanced functions, we didn't actually go through and specify the.
Well, that's the designers, what are they?
What can a TV do?
Okay, things like brightness, contrast, maybe tuning the channels. What else? The various inputs. Are you having a VCR? Are you having, you know, which input do you have? Yep. Color sharpness. A lot of these things will have to be free and open for users to define them. Audio. We have like your basic, your bass, your mid range, your high range. The balance. Yep. Left, right balance. Maybe even pre-program sound modes. Like, the user could determine like a series of sound modes, and then what could happen would be when you click on that, then we'll go to that setting.
Okay.
Yeah. The battery. No. We need an. Yep. Need an advanced chip. We need an advanced chip, I think. Yep. Let me just confirm that. Yes, I think so. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Plastic. I think we're gonna have to skip the rubber. For the case itself, one color. It's one special color. Because the case unit itself, the rest of the components go on top of it. Yes. One. And the LC display. How many? We've got push buttons as well. Okay, let's just be safe and put, like, say, four buttons for that one. Okay. And maybe a special color for the buttons, so maybe four again. Because that's one button, but it's the complexity of 12 buttons.
Okay.
So we're just estimating that, yeah, it will be less.
Okay.
No. Yep. How much would that save us? That will only save you one. The other thing could be that you could take away the LCD panel and the advanced chip together. Because when you do something on the TV responds and reacts as well. So the user could be looking at the TV and pushing his thing. So we may not need to. So when we scroll, we need just some way to get the TV to respond, which I think is a technically doable thing. So. And the advanced chip goes away as well. Regular chip. Yep. So what that means is that the 12 buttons that you see there. Functionally, you're gonna have to intercept. So four is a good estimate for. Yeah, so you can't actually cut. It's like three times the number of buttons. 4, 8, 12.
Is that one big button, or is it 12 buttons?
It needs to be more than one big button, because if you open up your phone underneath, there's actually one button underneath. It's just that the panel itself is a single panel.
Okay.
We just report that it has to be over budget. Or the colors. You could take away colors for the buttons.
Yeah, we could just go with
normal colored buttons. No, that's not the button we're talking about. That's the buttons only refer to the pad, so.
Right, so
we take that off. It's back to the original. So then these just become normal colored buttons. So that might be some way of cutting the cost. Yeah.
Yeah. One. Does that mean that one button has a special form? Or
I think moment there's just one button.
Yeah. well, there we go. So I'm just going to have to draw this now. So we're not going to have a CD anymore. We're just going to have an on the CD. It will show you what you're doing. So I think it's fair enough. And so this is going to be one big thing.
What do you mean by profile? No.
The image being quite deep, so deep enough to be comfy to hold in your hands rather than being wide and flat.
We didn't have enough Play-Doh to make it 3D. So there's one more dimension to the thing which we need to add, and you might want to add in a report: length, width, and height.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So just to be thorough then, width-wise we're looking at about, 3 centimeters or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so height wise. How tall do you think it's about?
Two?
About 2 centimeters, okay.
Two's not very high at all.
This is about two. Slightly more than two, so. Okay. I think that's something that's very hard to catch.
Yeah.
So you restrict the number of people who want to try something.
Sure.
The look and the color is something which is cool.
Yeah.
But I think that there's also that factor of if it's too unfamiliar.
Okay.
Then, because when you put it on the shelf, button shape might be a good idea to change rather than positioning. Because I think positioning is,
sure,
we're kind of ingrained into the telephone kind of pad. Maybe we should do the design evaluation first. I don't think you need the power, so. No, it's okay. No, the power cord itself. Yeah, so then you have a bit more freedom to. Hmm. Yeah, you still have your blue fingers.
What this is a sub for us to,
you killed a monster.
The ideas that I've set up, I've reviewed all of the points of discussion from the beginning and used that as a criteria of evaluation for the current design, the plan, and so we can review that. I think it's going to be
I rate that pretty highly.
Yeah, and compared to most of the other controls, I'd say that's pretty good. Was made like a 6 or something.
Yeah. My only reservation with it was that we basically went with yellow because it's the company's color.
Mm.
And I don't know if yellow is going to really be a hit. But.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
I would say 5 or 6.
Okay.
Yep, I'm fine with that. It's 1 to 7, right?
Oh, yes, yeah, so then I would say 2 or 3.
Okay.
Wait, what's the scale? 1 to 7, right?
Yeah, 1 is 5.
Okay, yeah, 2 or 3.
Okay, it's upside down. Say it's more medium, but going towards a little bit higher than medium kind of thing.
Three?
Yep. Lemon. Okay, the blue colors and don't actually represent the color except for the red button. They because for want of a. Yeah, the yellow is more representative of the color, but the button itself, the blue, can be anything else. Yep, that's fine. Yeah, company logo. I think it will be cost prohibitive. Yeah.
Logo, we got it in there.
Yep.
And
so within budget, it's okay, we can save as possible.
cameras did. Keeps getting too big.
Right. Well, next up then, because we've done finance, is the project evaluation.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm just trying to incorporate the logo into the thing, so I'm playing with the Play-Doh as well. Just in case you're wondering, is he still playing with the Play-Doh? Just about right. L-E-J-O, Lego. That's our thing.
Okay.
Feel like you're caged within
yeah,
whatever
constraints.
It's like a balloon in a cage. It can only go so big. If not, hit the side. The constraints do come in very fast. I think another point is that the meetings are more brainstorming sessions than meetings, so time is also a very strong factor, and structure. Because for a brainstorming meeting, you want a structure that allows ideas to get tossed, to be evaluated and to be reviewed and to get feedback and come back. And I guess that point about the room not being very friendly to that, I think that's a very big thing. And I think the fact that we're wearing these things restricts. I feel it because I wear my glasses, right? And that, but that irritates me, right? It does actually, you know, affect how whether you feel comfortable to communicate. I feel like I'm hiding behind the equipment rather than the equipment is helping me. And you know, not so much an atmosphere. The atmosphere is very relaxed, but the gear, yeah, you know, creates boundaries to that. And the time given also restricts. Excuse me. I think controlling is not the right word. I think the interactions are very structured. I think structure is probably what you're saying, that each individual is structured to one particular task and one rather than controlling. I don't think there's a sense of control because a lot of decisions have been made in terms of a consensus, right? We go around and we think about it, but that, you know, process actually says you have to do it in a certain way. It doesn't tell you, you know, sometimes you might want to be a bit more creative in terms of the process, you know, not the I think you tried to use the common shared folder to communicate, but it just comes back to us so slow in the email. It doesn't have a messenger will go woo. Yeah. Okay. I think the tools that they were given, the tool set that were given to us are fancy, but they don't support collaboration. I think that's the word. They don't support the team working together. Yeah. You know, they're still very individual tools.
Sit here together and do it.
Yeah.
But that's what teamwork is. Just say, okay, go off and don't talk to each other.
No, not really. I think the focus of it a lot was the PowerPoint as opposed to the whiteboard, and I think that is also does, you know, hinder certain things. I think it would be cooler to have the whiteboard rather than the PowerPoint, or maybe the whiteboard and the PowerPoint in the same place, you know, in the center of the. I think that there were too many PowerPoints in the meetings. So the plugin and the plugging spent we spent a lot of time doing that. And a lot of the information on the PowerPoints, I don't think, you know, we needed to actually, we could have gone through them very verbally, especially my slides. I felt that you just, you know, as opposed to having to present them. Yep, clunky. Agreed. Having to tick it before you go off was a bit hindering as well, because you're halfway through a thought and then you run out of paper and then you have to jump. But I think the pen is very intuitive. Everybody knows how to use it. We don't even have to worry. So I think the pen's good. Not the best thing. Yeah, we only need one computer and the computer may not be conducive to a meeting because you tend to look at your computer and want to have the urge to check something.
Yeah.
You know, it's useful, but I think too many computers are just distracting.
I like to have things written down for me, actually. Like, a lot of the stuff that was emailed to me, I ended up being able to write it down.
Yep.
So I could look at it really quickly and not have a distraction.
And we have Ninja Homer. Ninja Homer. See, it looks like Homer Simpson, but it's electronic, so it's made in Japan. Yeah, it's just the logo. Ninja Homer. The red is supposed to represent the whatever else you want to print on the side of it. You can wear Homer. You can throw Homer when you're frustrated. Duh. It's clunky. Oh, I did learn something new. Play-Doh is useful. No, it is. It is. It is useful in conceptualizing, in being creative. Because, like you say, it's something you can put your hands on and feel and touch and get a sense for. Like, we were playing with the Play-Doh, and the ideas came with the Play-Doh. Rather than with everything else, you might want to write that down. It's just okay. I'm just fiddling with the Play-Doh, and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of cool. No, all Play-Doh is edible. It's just wheat. It's the stuff that your mom could make with preservatives in there. It's helpful to the creative process. It engages all your senses, not just your sight, but your sense of feel, your sense of touch, and it helps you to understand dimension as well. I think that's very helpful because it starts to pop up, whereas on a piece of paper, on a computer, on a board, even with a 3D graphic thing, it still requires a lot of, tangible, that's the next word, becomes tangible. I think we could probably do it here as long as we don't collaborate. Can we turn off the microphones? And my microphone has no signal. Which would explain why you don't get a nice sound. Huh? Yeah, might be because the power's low.